Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Colbert continues now on the SportsNap Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Colbert.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue. Let's go to our Progressive guest line. Progressive Insurance, drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Jalen Carter's situation at the draft was kind of interesting last week because not only do we talk about these kind of things in a sports context, but we also have to talk about them in a legal context. So we bring on sports attorney Dan Lust to help us sort of sort out those details of what not only is he facing, but how he should be proceeding and how his team should be proceeding with the pending charges coming up. How are you, Dan?
I'm good. Certainly kind of a messy situation, but happy to break it down with you guys.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time. So let's go with the charges here. What is he looking at in terms of charges? What is the charge of racing? What is the charge of reckless driving?
I mean, it's kind of, you know, when you see it, right? Racing and reckless driving could be one and the same if you charge with one. Certainly, if you charge with racing, you certainly could be charged with reckless driving, maybe not vice versa. But, yeah, I mean, a misdemeanor is an offense that carries up to 1 year in prison. We could talk about, you know, kind of the underlying allegations here and maybe kind of some misleading statements potentially to police. But, yeah, those are the criminal charges behind this. It's reckless driving and obviously racing here.
When you have a situation like that, how directly is he attached to the death of the two individuals in the other car?
Well, I guess for those that haven't followed it, let's kind of break it down, right?
Yeah, sure.
There was a, you know, a really tragic incident that happened on January 15th of 2023. So there was allegedly four people involved in a crash, two passed away, and it's alleged that as part of that crash that maybe Jalen Carter was racing that particular vehicle. So at the time on January 15th, obviously there was some understanding from the people around it that it was a one-car accident, really tragic, four people in the car, get into a crash going reportedly around 104 miles an hour. Fast forward about, you know, 45 days, there are reports that maybe this wasn't one car driving 104 miles by themselves at 2:30 in the morning, that perhaps Jalen Carter was also driving in perhaps a racing manner with that other vehicle. So that's the alleged involvement. You know, we don't have surveillance of the actual car's activity, but if two cars are alleged to be racing one another and one crashes, it's not a kind of stretch to say that one might have caused the other one to crash.
So now that he has been charged, there's a legal part of this that comes up at a time where he is going to be speaking to teams and talking to teams. As a lawyer, what advice do you give a client when you know he's going to be asked about this as he's looking for his professional job?
Well, it's tricky, right? I mean, what's being alleged here is that Jalen Carter, you know, the police are saying that he was involved in this somehow, and then there are, you know, according to reports that he wasn't there when emergency personnel arrived. He ended up coming back a couple hours later, and mind you, this was like a 2:30 in the morning type deal. So, I guess the question, right, if we're trying to somehow equate this to football, right, what is at least being alleged here, right, is a lack of accountability, that maybe he was involved, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was at the scene, maybe he was not, but that there seems to be allegations of dishonesty about his level of involvement. So that's the question, right? What is interesting is that this kind of news happens the news comes out on the eve of, I think, the most important day at the Combine. So it's not like it came out a week prior, you know, a week after. It seems to be a little bit, we'll say, suspicious with the timing here. So I don't know how much we can necessarily read into, you know, what type of questions you ask him. I imagine those are kind of straightforward. But we'll see if it harms his draft stock. It just, you know, his timing is a little bit crazy, right? We're not going to have resolution on his charges before the time the draft happens. So whatever team does end up taking him, if a team ends up doing that, it's a whole kind of Pandora's box. We don't know what we're stepping into.
Yeah, that was my next question. So what's a normal timeline for this? I mean, again, Georgia might be different than other places, and it depends on a lot of other circumstances. But if you are a team and you know the draft is 2 months away, and you know it's not going to be resolved in 2 months, but you are saying, well, I do want some timeline. What can teams know about that?
Well, you know, there's an expression in the biz, right? The wheels of justice turn slowly. You cannot control the criminal proceedings. You can if you want to take a plea, right, and you want to kind of end this, but no one's going to tell you to do that, you know, if you don't really think you did anything wrong. And Jalen Carter's statement says he believes he's going to be exonerated fully from any kind of criminal activity. So, you know, again, just to give you guys a hypothetical, right, let's assume there was a car driving 104 miles an hour. And Jalen Carter happened to be at the scene, happened to be, this is what it reported here, driving in the vicinity of that other vehicle. He knew maybe the contents or, you know, the passengers of that vehicle. There's certainly a world where Jalen Carter didn't cause the accident. He might have been in the area, might have been driving a vehicle, but maybe, you know, again, hypothetically, wasn't honest with the investigation, what he knew at that particular time. Could that be obstruction of justice? Maybe, but it's not reckless driving, not necessarily racing, which he's not charged with obstruction of justice. So, yeah, we're not going to know for a while. I mean, certainly a year could go by without any resolution here. But people have been drafted in the past with kind of things hanging over their head.
Sure.
You know, but this is, potentially a number one overall pick in the draft. I would be very surprised if he goes number one with this kind of hanging over his head.
Yeah, we were talking last week about Lyle Collins, who just was asked about a girlfriend that was murdered. He wasn't even a suspect. They asked him on draft day, and yet he went off the board as people were like, I don't know about this story. Do you think there's enough time in 2 months? We may not have a resolution, but enough information where teams go, I know what I'm getting into if I draft him, rather than on that situation with Collins where they had zero idea, but they just knew the police were asking him and they just didn't want to touch him.
I mean, it's a similar situation that happened with, like, Laramie Tunsil a couple years ago, right? The picture of the gas mask, and the marijuana come out that particular draft night. And maybe teams, right, I think he was supposed to be a top-five guy. He drops towards the middle of the first round. Teams just didn't know how to handle it. But this isn't that. We have a couple weeks before, so teams can make that kind of risk-reward assessment, speak to their owner. But, you know, with Tunsil, it was just kind of this, situation where it happened on the night of the draft, where people weren't ready for it. So, yeah, I think teams could do their due diligence and make that assessment. But we'll see. We'll see what comes of it.
If you were given legal advice, you have representatives and people that are, you know, he's with an agency that's going to want to pump him up, and get ahead of this. But from a legal standpoint, don't you need to pump the brakes on this and say, look, we do have a case here, and anything that you do or anything he says is going to affect this case, so we have to calm down a little bit.
Well, yes. I mean, it's tricky, right? You're going to all these potential interviews with teams, right? Now teams are going to be calling and following up if they didn't have those questions ready. And you're going to have to answer those questions while, right, there's an expression, again, for a reason, like anything you say can and will be used against you. I'm sure all these teams are going to say, hey, tell us in confidence. We're not going to say anything. But there's certainly that fear that something might come out. And just so everyone knows, right, we're looking at a situation that happened in Alabama a couple weeks ago with Brandon Miller. That's right. Where the prosecutor's office there decided not to charge a star basketball player on the team. Now, kind of vice versa, you have a star player on the Georgia football team, and the prosecutor's office does come out with charges. So I see people on the internet saying, oh, the fix was in on Alabama, that's why he wasn't charged. And where are those people with respect to Jalen Carter when their star football player is charged? I think you have to realize that if the prosecutor's office is coming forward with charges in a very public manner on the eve of the combine, they must feel pretty confident there's something there. This, I don't think, is just a pure fishing expedition. So keep that in mind, right? Teams have to look into it. It's not just, hey, someone on Twitter or someone on Reddit posted something. This is the prosecutor's office coming forward with two misdemeanor charges.
Dan Lust, again, sports attorney, helping us sort of get between the legal and the sports world with Jalen Carter. Appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Again, on our Progressive guest line, drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. And like we were saying earlier, like he said, it is very tricky. I mean, in the end, there's a legal aspect to this, and there's sort of this legal way of doing it. But then there's also this aspect of two months of selling your client, right? Selling your client to whoever may be interested in drafting him, regardless of the circumstances. And then there are teams that now have 2 months to process what this actually is. So again, like he said, the wheels of justice turn slowly. There's going to be some time. He's going to have to go back to Georgia for this. So whoever drafts him, whoever takes him, could be getting a really great NFL talent for 10 years. But in the near future, they're going to be dealing with an NFL talent that's got to go back and answer for this reckless driving and this racing charge that claimed the life of two people, including a teammate. So in the end, it's a difficult line to walk, because if you're his lawyer, you want to give him the best case possible. And the less you say, the less you come, you don't want to get tripped up. You want to make sure that everything is, by the legal book, right? Don't speak to anybody. Don't talk to anybody. But you have to talk to people. You have to talk to teams. And it's not just going to be about your skill set and your mindset when you're playing and your who you worked with and what system, whatever it is that they go through in a football interview, there's going to be this and there's going to be added to this. And it's a curious line because, again, when you're drafted, depending on where you're drafted, that's the contract you are expecting. If you're a first-round pick, you're a top-five pick, right? Whether you're a second-round pick, a third-round pick, the money you get right off the bat is based on that. You're trying to maximize as much as you can in these interviews, and yet you really can't say that much within these sets of interviews. All right, hour two coming up next as we continue on Wake Up Call, including yesterday's game between the Mavericks and the Suns. What does it say about the relationship between Kyrie and Durant now that they're on opposite sides? And what does it mean for Phoenix 3-0 with Durant in the lineup?